Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You're listening to Ukraine's entry in the big Eurovision Song Contest this year. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv. And indeed, this is Ukraine. Saturday is the Eurovision finale, and this is Ukraine's entry. And it's a powerful, a beautiful song. I think that really shows well the spirit of Ukraine. It's called Teresa and Maria, and it's by Ukrainian rapper Alonia and Ukrainian musician Jerry Heil. And the words, it's a mix of rap and of sort of very poetic, melodious music. And the words are, the chorus is this: let there be a charge in you, not up to the elbow, but up to the finger. And let someone hide hatred and envy behind a smile. When you let anger into your heart instead of kindness and love. But there are saints in heaven, their feet have seen this earth. You know your thorny path is for a reason. And yet, let it be very scary and dark, and sometimes not easy, but your ancestors will always follow you from heaven. Mother Teresa and Virgin Mary are with us. And it's pretty amazing. If you look at Eurovision, I've seen a lot of Americans commenting on some of the other acts at Eurovision. Often it seems very decadent and depraved, sort of that sort of pop culture that feels very isolated or separate from regular people. But here in Ukraine, you know, you see the art and the music they make in the wartime, you know, from this place of truth and fear and hope. And so they made this pop song, you know, in this very secular environment of Eurovision, singing about the protection of the saints and emphasizing this idea that, you know, the heroes and saints, you know, from our past, you know, they once were humans, and they had to live through these difficult times too. And so it's a song of great hope. And I think in some ways, it also echoes the that person we talked about a while ago, Edith Stein, who was the she's one of the six patron saints of Europe. She was born Edith Stein. She became a nun. She became Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and she's one of the six patron saints of Europe. This brilliant philosopher who was killed in Auschwitz. But this song echoes, you know, sort of these heroes of the past, religious and otherwise. And then it has this phrase, I'm not holy, I'm alive. There are saints in heaven, but their feet have seen this earth. And so I encourage people to look it up on YouTube. It's very beautiful. And in the production, you can see they recreated the effect of Russian phosphorus bombs falling down, you know, upon Ukrainian cities. And so it's a great, you know, I think the songs from other countries in Eurovision, like I looked at the music from Ireland, for example, and, you know, when people live in freedom and comfort, it's harder, of course, to get creativity. You know, you have less things to be inspired about, maybe a lot of things to be angry about. And strangely, the music from other countries seems angrier. But from Ukraine, in this difficult time, you know, it's joyful and hopeful in a way. And yet, even as we speak, we have very disturbing developments in Kharkiv region. Last night at about 3:20 in the morning, Russian rockets hit Kharkiv city. By my count, I think it was about six. It was extremely loud, unusually loud night in a place that is well familiar with such attacks. And I saw today photos of the damage. They hit residential houses in a very leafy neighborhood. Direct hits upon residential houses. So wondering, you know, who knows what they were trying to achieve with that. But then about 2 hours later, around 5 o'clock in the morning, 45 miles from the center of Kharkiv City, about 18 miles from the city's edge, the Russians made an incursion into that region of Ukraine, something that hasn't happened there since 2022. And Ukrainians are holding and fighting. But for the first time in Kharkiv region, north of Kharkiv city, for the first time since 2022, there's now a gray area of uncontrolled territory there where there's intense fighting happening. The Russians are trying to break into the line, and very close to Kharkiv city, and everyone sort of monitoring this very closely. A lot of people are on edge, and we can just imagine how intense the fighting is. And from some of the troops that we support, we had reports, for example, we have some equipment on the way to the front, thanks to WGN listeners, to help soldiers repair tires on their vehicles, because the terrain is so bad and the roads are so bad after all the shelling. But they're trying to get every little tool they have to hold the line there. And I think we're going to see there's going to be a lot of activity next few days.
Joseph, you were talking yesterday about a Russia's Victory Day military parade. It was scaled down compared to pre-war events. What are we to make of that, if anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been sort of scaled down the past few years, and it gave Ukrainians some bit of humor. You got to find humor in the war. And, there was just one World War II era tank, going down, parading in front of the Kremlin instead of, the usual, entourage of hundreds of tanks. And then as the Russian soldiers were marching, one of them lost his shoe. So you could just see the soldiers going around the abandoned shoe, and that, you got to take some humor where you can get it. But I mean, obviously Russia, they can't have all their resources there because, and look, I mean, they have tanks right now that are actually making this new incursion into Ukraine. That's why the tanks were not there at the parade. And so it is very serious situation. And Putin does like these, as I said yesterday, we had so many warnings from alleged experts that we're all going to get nuked yesterday. And, the experts say this to the media, and then the media get afraid and it influences their coverage. And people, people left Kharkiv, foreigners, like sort of elite media people, avoided the city because they thought they were going to get nuked yesterday. And we see that didn't happen. And so that sort of scaremongering continues to happen at a high level. But the reality is much, sort of the nuts and bolts of the war is what's happening beyond the threats, the actual incursion and the intense fighting that's happening on the ground right now. And so that's, beyond all the theatrics, it comes down to that. And I think, there's a great hope for what these American weapons can do. It's been well advertised and promoted. And so surely Russia had time to prepare. Probably the timing of this is not a coincidence with what we see happening in Kharkiv region. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, there's an ongoing process of, everyone is trying to keep their sanity here and keep calm and cool. I was just talking with an American West Point alumnus who's doing a lot of work with mental health to help soldiers and to help civilians. And he had this interesting idea. He said mental health is the cost of history. I need to think more about it. But as I was thinking about that song, that song sings about, people who now we see as heroes. They had to go through many, many difficult days. And I think that's what that Eurovision song is about, and that's what Ukrainians are feeling here. And at least as bad as it gets, that there's some noble purpose, and that gives you energy to keep going.
As the Brits say, keep calm and carry on. Joe, on weekends like this, indeed, with Mother's Day, I hope you don't get too homesick, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Indeed, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All the moms listening.
Until Monday. We will connect at that time. And we hope for peace as always.